Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a brand new segment on the Kenny and JT Show. I like to call it Live in the Dojo with JT and Lucy. Lucy's the wonder dog, but joining me right now from the Grecian Festival, we're going to talk Greek food here and all the fun stuff that's going on at Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church on Fairhaven is Melanie John. You have to forgive me. I have a hard time calling you Melanie John.
It's okay, sweetheart. Melanie Psomiadis John.
Exactly.
There you go. That's a name.
And you know who else joins her? Dina's in the dojo.
Dina.
That's right.
So Dina Grunder is in the dojo as well, and we're talking Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church.
Mm-hmm.
The 44th, well, I can't say annual because you guys got COVID and out last year, didn't
you? First time we missed, right, Dina?
So that means you had to make a lot of food, and it was probably in the freezer, so you have a lot of extra food this
year. No. Everything's fresh. Absolutely.
So tell us what's going on, how long you guys have been working, and you know what? The weather was kind of iffy earlier, but look, the sun came out. The minute you walked into my house.
Oh, I like that.
God shines on the Grecian festival.
Let the sun shine. That's right, honey. Our annual Grecian festival. What can I say? You know, I'm so proud of all of our parishioners who come to the church and make everything homemade, from the pastries to cutting the salad by hand to making everything, the dolmades, the grape leaves, the souvlaki outside, my personal favorite, the big, beautiful chicken dinner. It falls off the bone. We've got lamb shanks. We've got fish blaki tomorrow. We've got avola mono soup. I'm telling you, everything is homemade. I have to tell you, JT, years ago I went to a festival out of town, and you know, they were telling me their parishioners were older. They just couldn't do it anymore, so they ordered all their food. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I mean, and I feel for them. For us, it's homemade. The people of Stark County, of Summit County, know that ours is all homemade. It's marvelous, and it's by the experts of the ladies that really do.
The ladies and the women of the church make the food, but you've got a secret weapon, and I know who he is.
Who is he?
Sam Anastas.
Sam is fantastic. Sam works tirelessly, is so dedicated. Mike Lawson, Rick Pettini, Jimmy Aslanides, the whole crew, Francis Panalides, the Goraes Ladies Society that make pastry by pastry individually. This is butter, folks. We don't mess around with the other thing, okay? We don't do the M word. This is butter. And I mean, everything is homemade. Everything is by the hand. And I want to tell you, too, about the cleanest people I've ever seen in my life. Everything is absolutely spit-shined and beautiful. And we're ready for you. We're sanitized for you. We've got events outside. We've got events inside. You can come in and dine. You can go out and dine. Come get your pastries, folks. The fingeraccia, my personal favorite. It's a rolled walnut cookie. It's delicious. Malamocarona, that's the honey dip cookie. The baklava, the gurepiadas with, and the homemade bread, the sweet bread.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, JT, you have to toast it, put some marmalade on it, or just eat it like it is with some feta or plain. It's fabulous. And
we have somebody to serve you right now in the dojo, making a special appearance
right
now.
Oh, my gosh, my favorite Phil in the world.
He is the clerk of county courts. Steve. Phil Giovasis joining us right now. And another interesting person joins us in the
another
dojo. Hey,
Kenny. Number one guy.
To help me, we call it in Arabic, dayef. Sometimes they call it matzah. What we do is we have some pita bread we put out. We put out some Greek olives.
I love it.
That's from the garden right there.
Oh, my gosh, the mint.
So Phil Giovasis has just walked into the dojo to feed the ladies. That's how we do it, Kenny.
Very
one
nice.
Of the best guys. We love Phil.
That's old school style.
He has served Stark County for years.
We've got three of the employees from the Grecian Festival. Who's manning the ship right now?
It's on cruise control.
Yeah.
You know, co-pilot.
It's almost a well-oiled machine when you're doing something for 44 years. We want to share our heritage with Stark County, with Summit County. Come on down. Share our heritage with us. Look at our beautiful church. Meet our wonderful priest. I mean, Father Halkias, and meet all of our wonderful volunteers that work so hard for this festival. It's all about philanthropy, folks. We put it back into the community. We take care of people and Sunday schools, and everything is really philanthropic in nature, and we want you to come and enjoy our festival with us. Let us share our heritage with you.
Melanie John right now, along with Dina Grunder and Phil Gevasis. We're talking Grecian Festival. It's the 44th annual happening at Fairhaven. Now, this is the one that used to be at the Civic Center.
Yes,
why did
it
you guys
was.
Move?
You know, I'll tell you why we moved. Because we wanted people to share our real heritage and our religion with them. We could take them into the church. Mm-hmm. Our previous priest, Father Dan, would share our religion with the folks, our Christianity. They would take a tour. So we wanted to bring it back home. Mm-hmm. Civic Center was great. It offered us many opportunities to meet a lot of people in Starr County. However, we wanted to bring it back home and share our home with everybody.
Well, you've got plenty of room there. It's a nice big parking lot. And it happens, it starts today, it goes tomorrow and Saturday,
it
correct?
Does. And JT, can I tell you something?
What?
I've been at that church for, well, I'm not 63, of course, but I've been there many years. And I can look over to the right and I can see where my deceased mom sat. I can see where my brother sat. I can see where my family. It's like Cheers, you know, everybody knows your name.
Sure.
These people have known us, Dina, Phil, and I, since we were little chaps. We've raised our kids in the church. Mm-hmm. Our parents raised us in the church, and it's just a wonderful thing.
Right, and we all grew up together.
We did.
You guys grew up on Fulton Road. Phil, you grew up on Fulton Road. I was right behind Feely's house on Cottage Place, and we grew up in the church. Not only our church, St. George on Cherry Avenue,
sir.
But Holy Trinity as well, because every year we would play in the basketball tournaments over there, and then they would have church school, Sunday school, or vacation Bible school in the summers.
Oh, yeah.
I was the only kid that ever got kicked out with Billy Jordan.
You got kicked out
of
Sunday or Bible school?
Yeah, we hit a tape recorder in the ceiling of Claire's class, and we told her it was God talking to her, and they kicked us out.
Oh, I wonder why.
It's just amazing. But that's what a close-knit community it is, and all the Orthodox people, you know, they all stick together, whether they're Greek, Serbian, Romanian, and everything else. And the Grecian Festival, you guys have a drive-through this year as well, right?
We do. In fact, our priest's wife is manning it with a bunch of volunteers, and I believe they can they call Dina. Tell me how they're going to get a hold of.
Okay. Go ahead, Dina. All right. They can order online at GrecianFestivalCanton.com. The drive-through is open 11 to 2 and 4 to 9. You can order ahead online, pay ahead online, or you can just stop by at the drive-through, order Johnny on the spot.
Speaking of Johnny on the spot, let's pass the microphone over to Phil for a second. I want to ask you a question. Feely, what is your role in all of this?
I'm in charge of parking. They won't let me touch the food because I eat too much.
Nice.
So I'm parking cars, JT.
Now, is it free for parking?
Parking is free. We have plenty of parking. We stripe the two large grass lots that we have out there, and we'll have plenty of spots.
Now, wait a minute. Back in the day, and I remember when we first did this, because your dad built like the entire buffet table and everything when we were kids, because he was in charge of what, art at Glen Oak or something like that?
Yep, right.
Okay, so he built all that stuff, and you and I helped move that stuff in, and I remember that when we were kids. But I also remember this. You used to dance in those nice white tights. Are you going to be dancing in the parking lot, Phil Gevasis?
They don't make tights in my size anymore.
Well, that's unfortunate, because that would be something really nice. But there will be Greek dancing and Greek music, correct?
Yep. Yes, a Greek dance troupe will dance every day, every evening. So my sister is the dance troupe advisor. So
Missy?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
So how many years have you been part of this, Feely? The entire time, right?
Yeah, since the very first one.
Now, will your brothers all be there as well?
Yes, they'll both be there.
So everybody's got a role in it. And what do they say? It takes a whole community? It takes a village. Is that what they say?
Right. And we set up. The rain blew through. And we cleaned it up. And the sun is out. And we're ready to roll.
Outstanding. So we've got everything from pastries to full meals and everything in between. Yes. Gyros?
Oh, yes. And gyros, absolutely. And let me tell you another thing. I have to tell you just a little bit of history. In the old days, when we were trying to raise money to build a new church, we used to have pastries out at the Starr County Fair. We'd have a pastry booth, and I was the sandwich sign. Now, picture this. My mother and I on an RTA bus with a sandwich sign and going, and I'd walk up and down. But the thing is, we did a lot with those pastry sales.
Yeah.
We did a lot. We built a church. And I think when a group of people that love one another, that share their heritage, share their background, they can accomplish anything mm-hmm. and everything. But there, I want to remind you, there's indoor seating for dining, and there's outdoor seating.
Right.
You want to be one with nature, sit outside. You want to be around, let's see, in the air conditioning, come on inside. We're right. ready for you.
And they're so easily accessible from either Market yes. Avenue or Cleveland Avenue. You go whichever direction yes. towards Fairhaven. You turn into the allotment, basically, and at uh-huh. the end of it, it would be almost a dead end, but it's not. It's a beautiful church, and
you'll
it's
see.
Holy Trinity.
Yep.
44th annual Grecian Festival going on today. What time did it start today? It started
11
at 11 o'clock,
o'clock
today mm-hmm. and it goes mm-hmm. to what time?
11 to 11.
Perfect.
We thought that would be easy to remember.
Today, tomorrow, and Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, you mentioned Father Dan. No more. He's retired? Father Nick is
we
not
have Father Nick. Now, Father okay. Dan just became a grandfather.
No kidding.
Yes, congratulations.
I always wanted to take him on in basketball. I wanted to
yes.
take my cousin Janet Fry
yes.
versus Father Dan
yes.
in Costa Cufas. I think we could
that's
beat
a whole lot of tall.
It
that's
is,
a
but
lot
I think
of glasses
we could
of tall glasses
you ever
of water.
Have seen Janet Fry shoot a basketball?
I have. She's amazing.
She's pretty good. I think
she's
we could take
good.
Him.
She's pretty good. I
maybe
think
not
you could
Costa
too.
So much. Now, he's in town. Is he going to be at the Grecian Festival? He's there right now.
He always helps. And, in fact, his mother-in-law's in the kitchen. And, yeah. And his mother is at the Correis pastry booth. That's what I'm saying,
right.
JT. It's
right.
a family. It's a family affair.
See, she can sing too, Kenny. She
is.
Used to sing in a band called Melanie and the Jam Boys.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of weeks ago when we hosted the thing out at Jackson, the new amphitheater, they had somebody come out singing the national anthem before the concert. It was that Beatles tribute show.
And she was horrible.
So I'm like, okay, right. who's going to sing this national anthem? They said, well, it's Melanie John. I'm like, oh, I don't know a Melanie John. I don't care who it is. All right, bring him in. So they bring him in. I turn around. Oh, Melanie Simiotis. It's not her. It's Melanie John now. Little did I know that when she got married, and why wouldn't you?
Only married him so I could order a pizza. It's much easier to order a pizza
so
now.
So the question is,
that's
what happened?
Reason.
What happened to the band?
Well, Mel and the Jam Boys retired a few years ago. I told my husband they really don't want to see an old lady on stage singing, you know?
With a voice like
so,
an angel,
well,
though.
Well, you're very kind. My husband misses it. I miss it, too. We
he
miss
was a
it.
Guitar player, correct?
Yes, yes. But you know what? We're busy with our church. We're very involved in our church, and so it's very fulfilling,
wait,
and we're happy where we're at.
I just found out something, that the man of the year at Holy Trinity
yes.
was Nick Spondale,
yes.
and he plays bouzouki, right?
Oh, he's...
There you go.
Yeah.
That's a new band.
There you go. Nick and the Bazooks. There you go.
There
I love
is.
It. I love that.
And then you got somebody to dance. Feely's right
that's
here.
Right. Feely and his Zanaki. Oh, my
this
gosh.
This is what it
we
takes,
Kenny. Set.
It takes a Syrian with a business mind to put something like this together.
Dina, you're doing all
unbelievable.
The PR.
See that? It'll be great.
Well, we're
that'd
happy
awesome.
People. We want to make the community happy. We want to share with you. Come on out and share our heritage with us and our delicious
we
food and our custom.
And it's a great time, and that's summertime, and thank goodness that we're finally coming out of this pandemic.
Yes.
You guys brought us some goodies today. What did you bring us?
Dina?
We brought the lamb shank, the mm-hmm. slow-roasted lamb shank,
yeah.
made by who else?
Sam Balam.
Correct. And his sidekick,
who's
Mike
this?
Mike Lawson.
Okay.
Got
that doesn't
get him.
Sound Lawson doesn't sound Greek to
he's
me.
He's German.
How did he get into this
he's
thing?
Greek by association.
Oh, he married him?
He married a McKinley grad.
Well, that's okay then.
Yes.
Okay.
And we brought you bastizo, souvlaki.
Come on. You know what I'm looking for.
Galato purico.
There. Now you're talking.
It's
see,
here.
I like the desserts.
And kularakia, all handmade.
Beautiful.
Homemade.
We appreciate that.
With, you know what, Duff? JT, with heart and soul.
That's beautiful.
And you know what, Dina? What I like is they call the ladies that are experts at dolmades, and they bring their crew in. They call the ladies that are experts in baklava. Audrey was there making her baklava, over 90 years old, with the ladies. And it's just a wonderful
yeah.
gathering
you know,
of faith.
A lot of
fellowship.
Our foods are the same. You know, yes. Middle Eastern and Greek,
yes.
it's all the same thing. A lot of it's the same, but just a different name. But one thing that I don't think that we have that you do is that flaming cheese. What's the flaming cheese?
Oh, saganaki.
Flaming
so,
cheese.
So kefalotiri, and it is dipped in egg and flour, and then it's sautéed in olive oil, and then we flame it, and we say, opa, and
so
then we douse
me,
it with lemon.
If I show up at the Grecian Festival, I can have Costa Cufas serve me flaming cheese?
Bring a ladder to get it, because it'll be way up there in the air, and you'll be going for the heavens.
Opa.
Yeah, you'll get it.
There's
eventually.
Costa. Thanks, Costa. That's great. So that's outstanding. So again, give Dina the microphone again. Let's go over the hours, the address, and the webpage.
44th Annual Grecian Festival, hosted by Holy Trinity Greek Orthodox Church. We're located at 4705 Fairhaven, which sits between Market Avenue and Cleveland Avenue. And the hours are from 11 to 11. Drive-through and indoor tavern are open 11 to 2, 4 to 9.
Okay.
If you want something outside like sanganaki, souvlaki, gyro, and we didn't speak about the lukumades.
That's my favorite. That's one of my second favorites.
And those are available all day long.
Dina, is there anything for the children?
Outside.
Don't we have a bouncy
house? We're supposed to be getting a bouncy house tomorrow. So bring the kids along. It's a family affair. I do want to throw this in there because Mel wasn't there when I was there. There's a Canton City School summer camp. Mm-hmm. There must have been 80 kids that got off the bus today.
Wow.
We hosted them. We served them. And they were able to sit with Father Nick Halkias, take a tour
good.
Of the church, and got to see a whole new different side of Canton that they never saw
That's
before. So we're always giving back to the community the way the community gives
right.
back to us.
For all these people that always say there's nothing to do in Stark County or in Canton,
there is.
We love proving you wrong all the time, and this is one of those
yes.
great events.
And isn't it nice to be out and enjoy
yeah.
each other?
Right.
It's wonderful. Last year we missed all of you. Remember, 44th Annual Grecian Festival off of 44th Street. So it's a big
Perfect.
44 this year.
Yeah, that's great. So, you know, leading up into Hall of Fame weekend, we couldn't ask for a better event or finer people to come join us in the dojo. And it's Lucy approved because Lucy the Wonder Dog having a blast right now. And we'll get a break in right here. We'll come back with more of the Kenny and JT show. Kenny, is there? They can't hear you, but is there anything you want to
yeah.
pass along? And
Hi, Dina. She can see me now on FaceTime. Now I know why you wanted them in the dojo. You didn't want them to come visit you just to talk to you. You wanted them to all bring you food so you don't have to cook tonight for dinner. That's the genius of JT and the plan here in the dojo.
Absolutely, because you know what? If they bring the Greek festival to you, you don't have to leave your home. And that's one of the things we love about it. But actually, you know, we're all cousins. We all grew up together.
Yes, we do.
And whenever we can lend a helping hand, we love doing so. And especially
Absolutely.
For a great cause like this. 44th Annual Grecian Festival. Please come on out and help the church out. Again, it's Holy Trinity on Fairhaven, not the Civic Center any longer. So make sure you join them today, tomorrow, and Saturday, 11 to 11. And for more information, GrecianFestivalCanton.com.